What if 2020 isn't cancelled? What if 2020 is a year we've been waiting for? A year so uncomfortable, so painful, so scary, so raw, that it finally forces us to grow. A year that screams so loud, finally awakening us from our ignorant slumber. A year we finally accept the need to change, declare change, work for change, become the change. A year we finally band together instead of pushing each other further apart. 2020 isn't cancelled, but rather the most important year of them all. Leslie Dwight.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome, be motivated, and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day everyone, welcome back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Or if you're listening for the first time, I guess welcome to the show. And I hope that you go back through the back catalogue of over 500 episodes and find some amazing value and some ways that you can change the way you do things. Now, that little quote that I just did at the beginning was actually placed inside the private group of the Building Better Humans Project, which any of you can access. You just have to ask for permission. I'll let you in. A few rules, as Timbo Reed from the Small Business Big Marketing Show will say, be the Fonz. Be cool, as in don't get in there and sell stuff to people and place in external links and private message people offers, etc. Just get inside the group and use it as a free personal development tool, as an add-on to what we're doing on the podcast. But that quote was put in there by Tiff Lippitt, who was responding to a question that I put in. So I put a question in for any of you to say, what's one thing that you've taken out of COVID that you think can make life a little bit better for you and possibly for everyone else, and how are you actually applying that? And I don't want to sound all woo-hoo and like I'm that guy that thinks that, hey, this is the most amazing thing that's ever happened, although I'm starting to think it is, but bear with me for a moment. I'm not suggesting if you're going through a really tough time, if you're in Victoria and you literally, you know, just had lockdown lifted or lifting at midnight tonight, I think it is, if that's you and you've really struggled and your business has been battered or you've been battered or you've just, you know, found this emotionally, mentally draining, I'm not suggesting right now you think this is the best thing ever. That's not where I'm going with it. But let me tell you a little story. So when I ran BroCamp a couple of weeks ago, at the very beginning of BroCamp, so on day one, night one, I said to the young men attending that we're going to make you uncomfortable throughout this program. Physically, we're going to push you to do some things, but we're also going to have some mental sort of challenges, and everything is aimed at making you grow. One of the things I want you to do at the end of this program is I'm going to get everyone to get up and speak for 2 minutes or less about something positive that you took out of BroCamp. Now, I don't want this to be about my ego, so I'm not asking you to lie. If you don't like the program, if you hated every second of it, I'm okay with that. I want you to get up and say, I hated every second of this, but I still want you to come up with a positive, something that you can take out of it. Because one thing I know to be true in life is when we are hit with really challenging situations, when we feel battered and bruised and knocked around physically, mentally, or emotionally, if we can look back on that thing and say there was actually a positive in that, be so that for these young fellas, hated every minute of this camp, but what I've learned is even when I don't like something, I can push through. There's a positive. So for you and I with COVID, that was why I asked that question in there, was what's something that you took away that could be a positive? You know, did you find that you got to spend more time with your family, that you read more, that you realigned your values about how much you work? You realigned your belief or understanding about whether you can work from home or not? Maybe your business has started to look at that, because I've spoken to people, including a really good mate of mine who owns a law firm, and he said, you know, I was really resistant in the past for my staff to work from home because I just didn't think it was going to be as efficient. He said, but I've actually learnt that I work really well from home, and he can get up and go for a surf in the morning, then come home and still get a full day's work done. Whereas previously that would have been considered a day off for him. Like, you know, I'm going surfing, it's not really a work day, but he realized how much work he can still get done in the allocated time that he needed to get it done. He can still be efficient. So that's changed his thought pattern around the fact that his team can work from home if that's something that suits him. So maybe that's a positive. There's going to be more flexibility around the way we do things and why we do things, etc. So I taught this to these young fellas. And we prepped them throughout that weekend. Whenever there was downtime between actual activities, we would say to them, just get in your groups, because we had them in three groups of nine, and just practice. Go over some things that you've learned. And we guided them through it. I moved between the groups, and I had a team leader in each of the groups, in Jaden Nicarima, Michael Casablanca, and Matt Wilson. So each of those men ran one of the groups, and they facilitated, and I just floated between. So we gave them opportunities to practice. We helped them refine some of that. We helped them get over the fear of standing up and speaking publicly. And at the end, in front of all the parents and in front of each other, every one of those young men stood up and spoke. Now, some of them were amazing and some of them weren't, but that wasn't the point. And I made sure they knew that. I don't care if you're not great at it. I just want you to get uncomfortable and do it. Because when you have the ability to communicate, you have the ability to tell the world who you are. And that was a really important message for these young men in this camp that I wanted them to take away. But the message for you is look for the positives in this. Now, if you're in Victoria, like I said, and you're just coming out of lockdown, maybe you're still too close to the heat of this thing to really find a positive. And that's okay. But somewhere down the track, take stock of it. Start to look for the positives. Because when we look for them, we'll see them. In the event that you look for all the negatives, and there's plenty of those, and in the event that you become a victim, as in why did this happen to me, and I was right in the, you know, the best frame and everything was going well and whatever, 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 you will drag that thing like a ball and chain through the rest of your life. How long are you a victim of COVID for? When do you stop? In 2021? In 2022? In 2025? What's happened? Well, because this thing happened to me 5 years ago, well, guess what? It happened to all of us. So you get to choose your status of victim or victor. And I truly, truly believe that. And I just thought that quote shared by Tiff really highlighted that. So I wanted to share it in here with you, and I hope you got some value out of it. So that's it for me today, team. I'll give you a quick update on the Mindset and Motivation Summit next, and then we'll chat to you guys again on Friday. Okay, mindset and motivation update for the summit, 14th, 15th of November. Now, I've had a few people asking me questions around, well, a couple of things. So the biggest thing that's come up more recently was, am I too old for this? And that blew my mind. So I had a couple of people in their 60s message me, and I think that's awesome, because life doesn't end all of a sudden. You know, you got another 20, 30 years left, and you want to do something with it, and you want to be productive. Now, of course, as we change and age, certainly in my experience, what's important to us changes, maybe post-COVID, what's important to us changes, but we still need some structure around that if we want to truly achieve our goals. We need to be really clear, so clarity is a massive one. And so in this program, it's for anyone. Someone else messaged me and said, I don't really have a massive goal, I'm not a high performer. It's not about that. You don't have to have a massive goal. You don't have to be a high performer. It could be the smallest goal ever that means something to you, something that you wish you'd done before, maybe you've been stuck on. Well, that's what I want to help you with. So if there's anything at all that you would like to change in your life and you're not sure how to go about it, if there's something feeling inside of you that you just know isn't quite right and you don't even know what you want to change, that's okay. Get on the summit. Now, we are going to run a complete online version as well. I'm currently in Canberra as I record this because I'm quarantining down here after having done Aussie 10. And it's made me even think about running one in Canberra if I get the numbers. So I'd need to have 10 people minimum to run it in Canberra, obviously, because I've got to fly down, accommodation and all of that sort of stuff. Once Melbourne opens up to us, I'll come down to Melbourne and we'll keep rolling this kind of idea out. And I'd like to be able to do it over the rest of the year if travel opens up a little bit, because it's that important. But then we will run the online version as well. So if you want to get on the first ever Mindset and Motivation Summit on the 14th and 15th of November, so we're only a couple of weeks away, there will be a link in the show notes, so make sure that you jump onto that. That's it, team. I'll chat to you again on Friday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au. Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.